Coach Carr talking on Thursday night, kind of previewing this game. You know, we pretty much said, you know, we knew it was going to be, you know, a dogfight, head-to-head battle. You know, this is just kind of, I think it turned, I think maybe we can call it more of a prize fight. Both teams coming out, you know, physical game and just hard fought. And you saw all the girls, both teams coming out just tired and just, you know, and beat up a little bit. But got to feel good that to know that, you know, you guys, when it really counted, you know, Tuscola, after getting that 11-point lead, Tuscola crawled back in. And but then they had multiple chances inside, you know, 20.7 seconds, and you guys denied them every time. So got to feel good how you gutted it out.
Absolutely. First of all, got to thank the Booster Club and Katie for putting on a fantastic event here today. Girls basketball is in a better place than it's ever been in this area, I think, and proud to be a part of it. You know, Tuscola, you know, they're loaded. So athletic, big. The point guard is so tough. And, you know, I was... You know, we played great in the first half. We made big shots. But the scales are going to balance out. I mean, and I think we really are two evenly matched teams as far as capabilities, not necessarily physically. But our girls were just outstanding from a perspective of executing defensively. We started man-to-man. We switched to the zone. And we lost a kid here or there, and I know the big kid had 20, but I thought we controlled the paint pretty well and really rebounded in the fourth quarter. We finished possessions with rebounds in the fourth quarter, and everybody made plays on offense, you know, everybody, and I was so proud of that. Everybody made big shots. And then defensively, so much fight, so much heart. Outsized, physically overmatched kids, but never giving in and fighting, clawing and scratching. And that, you know, at the end, Grace just so down on herself after missing a couple shots. And we came to the bench at the end after the kids had done a great job of executing on defense because we had fouls to give. And I'm going to be honest, I wasn't the one that pointed that out. Peyton's the one that pointed that out in the huddle. And then so we executed that way. And then when it came to the bench with 1.7 left, Grace says, I got 24. And I knew she would get a hand on anything thrown in the air, and she did. The seniors, again, you know, so good, so good. I was proud of Skylie Klein. Skylie hasn't played a whole lot. She came in. She didn't back down from her offensive opportunities, man. She had some great looks. They just didn't go down, but they're going to. They're going to. She's getting closer and closer to the kid that we know she can be on the offensive end. And she got matched up with 24 more than once and held her own. So very proud of her. Like I am everybody else, but I'm thinking about her right now.
Of course, you look at the girls and you talked about the seniors and, you know, talking to those girls and being able to, you know, get with each of them after the game here. You know, one thing we talked about was, of course, you know, as always, people know Grace is going to get what she gets, but, you know, Peyton was able to step up, and it seems like lately she hasn't really been taking some of those shots where she's been open, you know, top of the key on the left and right wing, but took those shots tonight. They were falling, you know. Brianna Grunlow again stepped up, hit a couple of big shots. Claire Bame, a couple of runners in the lane. We haven't seen her do that. She hit those, and really all those came at key times where they were momentum changers. You were just able to do big things leading off that, get on some runs. And so how big was that, again, where you're having a situation where you're looking at every girl coming off, you know, the floor, whether they're a starter or a bench, contributed so big to the game and the win?
Yeah, no question. I mean, Claire – offensively, both at Brownstown and tonight, was really good from a finishing perspective. She made a couple of tough shots tonight, I'm not surprised by that. I mean, she's a gamer. She ain't gonna back down. But I used to, when we got started this year, I was very anti mid-range jumpers, and these kids have convinced me that, you know. They can score from there. Bree, Peyton, Of course, Grace, Skyly has a great mid-range game. Kylie has done really well from the mid-range this year. So, yeah, when we're hitting the mid-range, you know, sometimes you need to take a couple steps inside that arc and be a little more confident. But, yeah, we can score from three levels. We still need to get more going in the paint. But, you know, we will. Tuscola is 1-3-1. He had a six-footer on the point that's just so long and athletic. I thought we did a great job of not turning it over more than we did against him. I mean, they're just everywhere with their hands. And we knew that we couldn't just catch the ball and put it over our head. We had to catch the ball, get triple threat, you know, drive gaps. And so, yeah, offensively, we had kids all over, up and down the lineup, make plays. And that's the only reason we won.
Of course, you look at this NTC-CIC shootout, and pretty much just one game where the NTC didn't win, and that was a decently close game. So when you look at that, you know, of course, you know, everybody's always talked for years and years about how tough the NTC is as a boys' conference. When you have a situation like this where you have CIC that has Tuscola and A&M and Shelbyville and those teams, you know, how big is it for the conference to show how much the NTC dominated against the CIC today?
Yeah. You know, like I think I mentioned this once before, when we seeded for the NTC tournament, no one had lost, or I'm sorry, no one had won less than eight games. And there's a lot of teams out there that have won three or four games, but not in our conference. And great 1A girls conference, top to bottom. You know, one of our toughest games of the year was at North Clay. I mean, they just would not quit. And so, you know, we could end up seeing them again this week, and we'll see. But, yeah, really proud to be able to, like I said, try to defend that one seed. And but a lot of work to do before that. It's not going to be easy at all starting Tuesday.